Let us start with it was made official today, but not incredibly surprising. Mark Giordano was not heading to the All-Star game. First off, your thoughts on that, and secondly, if we put truth serum into Mark Giordano, would he have wanted to go to this, or would he have quietly, secretly wanted to have the full 8-day break heading into the unofficial second half of the season?
Truth serum, he wanted to go, but you know, he handled it with class and said all the right things. And the silver lining most certainly is the fact that a 35-year-old workhorse is going to get an 8-day break, which, you know, I don't think is a bad thing. He doesn't like that probably because he's just such a hard-working dude. But, you know, I could tell you truth serum also, the players were furious. And they think it's really disrespectful that, in their mind, the best defenseman in the NHL. And certainly in my mind, he's the best defenseman in the NHL this year. There's certainly no more complete defenseman in the National Hockey League this year, and I'll argue that to my grave. And I'm not handing him the Norris yet, but because we got a couple more games to play. But his body of work so far this year is the best in the league in terms of blue liners. And, you know, but and the optics obviously are ridiculous, that a guy who's clearly at least a front runner for the Norris is not in the game. But everybody needs it. You know, I don't think anybody's too up in arms. It's an All-Star game. Nobody likes the All-Star game unless you're hosting it. Then it's a whole lot of fun, I got to say that. But it's a puzzle. You know, there's politics involved, but more to the point, it's a puzzle. You got to fit a player from every team in the league on that roster. And if anyone, you know, looked at the four teams that were originally picked, the Pacific Division team is the only one with three defensemen in it. So there was definitely no room for a fourth defenseman anyway. And you can't argue with any of the three defensemen that are ahead of him on that team. No, they've had inferior. They haven't had as good a season as Giordano, but Drew Doughty's there because there's nobody else that you could possibly consider putting on an All-Star roster from the LA Kings. It's got to be Doughty. And then the two Sharks. It's in San Jose. You have to have three or four guys from the home team. It's just, otherwise, why hold the game? It's a no-brainer. I don't think anyone really thought he was going to get voted to the team. Sure, I think step back and look at it and say, are you kidding me? All this talent, all these guys having all these great years, and only one guy makes the All-Star team? It's a joke, but it's also symbolic of the fact that we're in Calgary. We're used to these snubs. I see these guys riding out of Toronto, their halftime picks for Coach of the Year and Hart Trophy candidates and Norris Trophy candidates. I don't see anybody talking about any Flames. If you're not talking about Bill Peters for Coach of the Year, at least in the conversation, you're an idiot. You're an absolute idiot. And you know, you look around, and at least a lot of guys are mentioning Giordano, but no one's handing it to him because Morgan Riley's with him. Anyway, those are my two thoughts on Giordano not going into the game. In the end, I joke that maybe he'll just include it in his Norris Trophy speech, and you know, at the end, just give a thanks to the NHL for not giving him an All-Star nod so he could have extra days of rest.
Yeah, I think we have to remember what the All-Star game is. This isn't a collection of the best players at 5-on-5. This is now a 3-on-3 pond hockey tournament that comes with your name bar is more important than your play. Like, Drew Doughty's not having a good year, and he's gone.
No.
And it is in San Jose. I don't think this is a woe is us in Calgary thing at all. I think this is entirely a, do you think the average fan knows who Elias Lindholm is?
No.
Do you think the average fan, if they have to name a defenseman and you give them four names, do you think Giordano comes anywhere but fourth against Carlson, Burns, and Doughty in terms of name recognition? Like, this is a schmooze fest for corporate clients of the NHL. I have no problem with them not going because this has never been a process that sends the best players there. It's always been about marketing the stars, and it's if you're building a 5-on-5 hockey team, Mark Giordano's going to go to this thing. That's not what's happening here, and all three of these guys are probably better than Giordano at 3-on-3 anyway. So whatever, I don't care at all, and I think we'll both agree immensely that a break for this club is going to be a good thing. And look, if it was hosted in Calgary, he'd be there, and people in San Jose would be furious that Eric Carlson's slow start cost him a trip to the All-Star.
Yeah.
This is how this thing works.
And I think even the players understand all of what we just discussed, and I think most fans do too. But that's why I was a little surprised today that, you know, talking to players just kind of off the record, just shooting the breeze, they're mad. They really feel disrespected. for Giordano, you know, their leader, who they all covet and love and really look up to and think should be rewarded in every way whenever possible, they're choked. And you know what? That's a good thing. I think that's motivating to some degree. I'm not sure this is a team that's going to use that whole us against the world or we don't get the respect we deserve because we're the new kids on the block this year. I don't know. Whatever floats your boat. But suffice it to say that guys were chapped. They were diplomatic on the record, but off the record, they were pretty pissed off.